There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, it's Colson here. Now, you're about to listen to this week's episode of On the Sofa, but before you do so, I need a massive favor from you. And that favor is simply following or subscribing to the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to us on. When you do that, it's simple. All you have to do is you press the button and it downloads the episodes of the podcast automatically. It sends you a notification every time we release an episode, and it helps us grow the podcast. We cannot express how much we appreciate all of your support. Now you've done the favor, simply sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode of On the Sofa with me, Jack, and Ben. Three, two, one. Happy New Year! Woo! Coming up on today's bite-sized episode of On the Sofa.
Jean and David, who live next door to Colson and his parents in Castleford, are my wife's aunt and uncle.
Really?
Hello, no. Small world, Dan in Castleford.
Hello, Happy New Year, and welcome back to On the Sofa.
I'm still going. I haven't stopped.
Jack and Ben.
They rang in the 12 o'clock and I'm still partying.
You're still out.
I'm still out. I don't think I've seen in a new year for 15 years.
Have you not?
I think I fall asleep or I toddle off to bed or something like that with the dog. I don't know whether I actually get to 12
o'clock. Do you
usually
go to bed before midnight? Usually.
Yeah.
Do you want a secret?
Yeah.
I hate New Year.
I don't hate it. Always, I loved it when I was younger.
I've always loved New Year.
I don't like.
What do you do New Year?
Let all acquaintance be forgotten. Yeah, han, 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 oh. Han, han.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but are you going into town for New Year?
No,
you can't do that.
So the last one I was in Christchurch, and the one before I was in London. So I've
remind
kind
me
of
Christchurch,
New Zealand, right. South Island, and then I had the last one in Blue's Kitchen in Shoreditch.
That'd be all right.
I don't know. I don't know what it is about New Year. I don't know.
I think everybody's got this opinion. Well, I don't know if it's a British thing, but most British people I speak to, they always go, I hate New Year.
I tell you what it is. I think it's a big build-up. I think you're looking at New Year and someone's gone, I had an amazing New Year. Yeah. So everyone plays it down. Don't like it. It's not for me.
Right.
And then if you happen to have a good one,
yeah.
Great.
Great.
What do you do New Year?
I used to always be on holiday.
Yeah.
When I had all my millions.
Yeah.
And I used to always, after Christmas, like Boxing Day, I used to always go abroad, a hot country, like Caribbean or something like that.
Ooh, hello.
So I used to always bring in the new year, like some bit of rum punch on the beach. I think that's great.
Yeah.
But all those days have gone now.
Now it's just dark.
Now it's just the living room and it's Jules Holland.
Yeah. He gets on my tits. He's
fucking
tits.
Great.
Recorded.
Mm. Yeah.
You can tell they're not a New Year.
Oh, of course they're not.
They're like
of course
7 o'clock on a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
The COVID year, I went for a run at like 9:45. It was great. Saw all the fireworks.
For a run.
Yeah. Saw the New Year and running.
That's all right.
I might go away this year or something. Where are you going? I don't know. I haven't got any plans as of yet.
I'd go away somewhere. I think that'd be quite cool. And then I always just ask in like the hotel and I go, wherever I'm staying, what have you got on? They go, oh, well, we've got some fireworks on the thing. I'm like, great.
Smashing plates.
Smashing plates.
Italy or Spain or something. So like a city, not for heat.
I've seen a bit of a buzz. New Year in, I've been Paris. New Year.
Yeah.
Very good.
Good, I bet.
Eiffel Tower.
Yeah. Done that, very good. Been London, obviously, loads.
Have you been to London for the fireworks? Because obviously I was in Shoreditch, we didn't see all.
We always put on the BBC.
No, if you lived in London, you never went to the fireworks.
Yeah, yeah.
And you never saw that eye.
Would you go for the glitter ball drop?
What's the glitter
ball? That's in New York, isn't it?
Yeah.
New York, Times Square.
Oh.
I don't, it might not be called, is it called the glitter ball drop?
I think it is. I think it might be.
I've never seen it.
Do you know what, funnily enough, it's featured on the morning show, the glitter ball thing.
Is it? Yeah.
I think it's at the end of series one when they drop the glitter ball and they're like, here's to 2020. And obviously 2020 is to COVID.
Oh, I got you.
So it's like, yeah.
Ironic.
Yeah.
But anyway, Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for joining us on your New Year's Day. Thank you for deciding that you're going to keep with us in 2024, because we are going to keep with you in 2024, aren't we?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Every single day.
And do you know what we're going to keep doing in 2024?
I know what we're doing.
I know what I'm going to keep doing. I am going to keep solving your conundrums, because if you've got a conundrum, you come to Coulson.
Yeah, are you changing the end? It's awkward. No, it's awkward. You do the song, Jack gave me an ending last time.
You did. And before you gave me like a cymbal once, and I liked it.
Yeah. What's your conundrum?
This week it is from Emily. Emily has got in touch and she says, boys, this is for Coulson's conundrum. I'm 27 from Manchester, and I have been traveling for 2 months. I've already done Vietnam. I'm currently in Bali. I got made redundant before I left, which came as a surprise, but I've got no ties to come back to. I have no career plan or job. Should I carry on traveling for as long as possible, or should I do another month or two, then head home and work out what I want to do? P.S. This is literally the only podcast I listen to. I think use a mint. Well, so I think Emily has... Let me just read the last line out again. Yeah. I have no career plan / job. So should I carry on traveling for as long as possible, or should I do another month or two, then head home and work out what I want to do?
How old is she?
27.
But she's basically saying, should I carry on traveling, or should I carry on traveling?
Carry on traveling.
Do you think just...
She's talking a year.
She's
talking a year of traveling.
It all depends on how big the pot is, doesn't it?
She's working. If you can work. Some people stop off in Australia and do a bit of work, don't they?
Yeah,
picking grapes.
Literally. I've got mates that
surfing.
That when,
do you get a lot?
I've got mates that when
you get enough to get by.
I've got mates that went on a gap year.
Yeah, my cousin
and haven't finished their gap year yet. And I think when you speak to them, it's like, I will probably live the rest of my life like this. And what a way to live.
They say You say that in your 20s.
You say that in your 20s.
You don't say that in your 30s.
And you get to your 30s and you're like...
I want to go to bed.
Yeah, I want to go to bed. The party's finished now and I need to clean up.
I'm still on the beach.
Emily, she's 27. She's clearly enjoying it.
Yeah, fine.
Emily, keep going.
I mean,
see the world. Because I tell you now, you only get one go at that.
Yeah. And it'll be gone soon.
And it'll be gone. And then you'll be into a career and you won't be able to take the months off to go.
Well, she's done Vietnam and she's currently in Bali. So she's at that Australasia end of the country as well. So she can pop to Oz. She can pop to New Zealand.
Yep.
Fiji. I'd love to do Fiji.
What, like Fiji. Truman?
Does he do Fiji?
That's where he wants to get to, doesn't he? But he gets to the end of the studio wall.
I think she keeps traveling. I think she keeps going. Go a bit of India, a bit of Africa.
Yeah, she's still really young.
And I think she doesn't, you know, she's saying, do I go for another month or two, then head home? I don't think you make a decision. I think you just keep going until you want to go home, then you go home.
Yeah.
Something will happen.
And she's probably already decided that anyway.
Yeah. That's our advice. That's our advice, is to keep living life, keep traveling. Just make sure you've got signal so you
remember,
can listen
this
to
is
on
just
the
a, this is just advice. Don't come back to us in 2 years' time.
As long
and
as
go,
you can afford it and you're not going to spiral.
Definitely see the world, though, because you're
Yeah.
I mean, you never lose that. You go to another job interview in 2 years and they go, what have you been doing?
And it's all experience.
I saw the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's brilliant. And
you're like Jack said earlier in the episode, when you've got your millions, go on holiday.
Yeah,
enjoy it.
Yeah.
Ben, I believe you've got a New Year's Day top five.
Well, I'm going to ask you, and I've just thought about this. And this could be tough for me and Coulson, but it's top five places to see the new year in.
So we've got New York.
Yeah. Mm. So it doesn't have to be where we've been.
Okay.
But if we just imagine, we've got a beach. That's off.
Times Square.
Times Square, a beach.
We've got London, Thames.
Yeah.
Beach-wise, do you mean any random beach, or are you talking like a beach party in Thailand?
Like a, good, decent beach, a moon kind of party.
I'll tell you who's having a full moon party for New Year.
Who?
Jimmy Harkishan, Dev.
Of course he is.
He is heading to Thailand. He's doing the islands in Thailand eventually, but he's going to Vietnam, which I told him that you love it.
I think he's been
And he
before.
Said, I know what I'm doing he's there. Been,
yeah. So that's it. Beach. Four, I'd kick off with a random one, like
middle of
the Arctic.
Okay, what about middle of nowhere?
The Arctic.
You saw right through me there, Coulson. Clever conundrum.
I'm not sure about the Arctic.
What about the middle of nowhere?
What would you do?
The Arctic.
I'm not sure, Ben. What about the Arctic?
But there's loads of people there.
Do you ever on TikTok, do the clips ever come up of like the North Sea and how scary it is? And it's got like really creepy song. It's like, yo, ho, ho.
Well, it's massive. I wouldn't want to see the new year in the North Sea.
Oh, it looks
fucking
on a wind turbine. Freezing. I wouldn't be doing that.
Top
of a mountain, though. Like
a lot of people do that. Snowdon.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. It's a bit of a waste of time.
Come on, Jack. You give us nothing.
I give you the beaches, didn't
you?
I gave us the beach. My sister
last year, she did Sydney Opera House.
Very cool.
She did Sydney Opera House.
That's nice.
That's obviously good.
They've got the big fireworks.
Yeah.
They get it first, don't they,
New Year? Yeah.
And then we all watch that in the morning, don't we, when we come down. Yeah. On New Year's Eve, we come down in the morning.
What are we saying is the best one? What's it one?
Times Square seems to be a big one, but imagine being there. Imagine it being a bit
My last New Year in Christchurch was a nightmare.
Too many people.
I was being followed by a pap in New Zealand.
Nightmare.
It was really weird because I was on holiday in the middle of nowhere trying to. It was It kind of, you know, when your guard's down and you just. It's weird.
Awkward because you told them where you were going to be.
I was like, get me now, they're following me.
Happy New Year.
Fireworks. Where would fireworks be good? Like the Grand Canyon? Would the Grand Canyon light up? I don't know.
So we've got
Times
Square. We've got the Thames. We've got Sydney Opera House.
I've been Thames.
We've got Antarctica or the Arctic.
Beach.
We've got like a beach party.
Mountain jungle.
Mountain.
Fuck the Thames off. No one wants to go there.
I think it's one of the big
ones,
Do you know what could be interesting?
Jack. Pyramids. Somewhere like...
fireworks?
Somewhere... No, but... Not fireworks, but they will have a kind of light show.
Do they do much in Tokyo for New Year?
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Tokyo would be interesting.
Do you know what I'd like to see? The Chinese New Year in China.
Yeah.
The full kickoff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be good. So what are we saying?
Some street party, I bet, it'd be
Chinese New Year, then, we can say that.
Yeah, Chinese. Well, no, we can't. Because that's not our New Year.
Different time period.
Yeah, different calendar.
Nando's. Be a great place to see it in.
Depressing.
What? The New Year chicken?
Yeah.
Depressing.
You'd get depressed, wouldn't you?
So.
On your table at 12.
I'm going yourself. For traditional sake. If you said to me, what do you.
I'm saying that.
Unlimited
to you.
Budget.
I just said it to you.
Yeah. So I'm going to New York, number one.
Number one.
Number two, Sydney.
Yeah, three.
Beach party.
Yeah.
Thames.
Yeah.
Middle of nowhere for five, but where in the middle of nowhere?
Space.
A cruise ship. What would it be like on a cruise? It'd be awful.
Fucking awful.
It'd be awful. Awful. Ben, we've had plenty of reviews in as people wrap up the year, haven't we?
We have. So on a side note, if you enjoy On The Sofa, then we'd really appreciate it if you could leave us a rating on your podcast provider.
Yeah,
five stars only, obviously. It's not a rating. It's just five stars.
It's almost like It's a transaction, isn't it? It's not a favour. It's not a friendship.
You give five stars, I read them out.
Yeah.
Here we go. It's WhatsApp. Remember, just messages or voice notes. No phone calls 2 a.m. till 4 a.m. Dan, it's interesting listening to the latest episode, the Annex Lennox tribute act, and Coulson's story of the cat called Twiglet that died in Jean and David's garden. Jean and David, who live next door to Coulson and his parents in Castleford, are my wife's aunt and uncle.
Really?
Hello. No. Small world, Dan in Castleford. That's wow.
Good. Jean and Dave, as if. I wonder if he knew that or if he found that out on the episode.
Wonder if he's asked them.
Gene and David are great. Great.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. To you. What can I say, boys? No podcast has ever brought me more joy than yours. I laugh until I cry twice weekly. I'm from Toronto and my husband and I took a ship across the North Atlantic this past summer and stayed in the Cotswolds for our holidays.
Nice.
I've never been to the Cotswolds.
Soho Farmhouse is the Cotswolds, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
We arrived on a Friday and never have driven in the UK before. Drove 3 hours first thing Saturday morning to Manchester for a tour of Corrie.
I wonder who they got.
Yeah, I wonder who they got the star to.
I had someone the other day and when I came out, he was like, yes, yes. And he turned around to his mum and he was like, I told you.
I wanted Roy.
It was who I wanted. And I was like, you don't realise how good that makes. Because when we do that, we're just thinking, oh, I wonder who they would have. I mean, you're David Platt, so it's probably great for you. But I'm thinking they probably have come for David Platt.
They haven't come for that. They haven't. For
it's
anyone.
A lottery.
It's just a lottery.
But he was buzzing, and I was like, "I'm so happy that this is what
you
wanted."
Well, that's good.
There
won't
be anybody else.
It was nerve-wracking, nail-biting experience at the motorway, but a true pilgrimage. I thought of you as well as we wandered the set and made our family and friends back home jealous. A Canadian tour is a must. Trust me, you'll be treated like the rock stars you are.
Yes.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Thanks for the laughs. Coulson is crackers. Jack is genius.
Thank you.
Ben is an absolute babe.
Woo!
And that's the best review we've ever written.
Is that how you're going to start your new year as a babe?
I'm going to call myself from now on Ben Babe.
Jack Genius.
Bless you. Jack Genius. Coulson crackers. He snotted all over his hand. He's just sneezed and he snotted all over his hand. But I won't stop and I'm going to keep reading them. Tam. Hi, guys. It's Tam. I've just listened to the episode about your auditions and I'm on my way to a new job at Media City.
Oh.
The Corrie sign is just across the bridge and I think of you every time I see it.
Yeah.
Love your podcast. You're full of humour. You're going to make my journey to Salford much better. Sounds like Tam is potentially living in my flat.
And he sounds like he's so convinced he's got the job as well.
Ah.
He's like, I'm going to enjoy my time.
Yeah. I'm on my way to it. No, they've got the job. New job at Media
City. He's got it.
He's got it.
It'd
well
be
done.
Good if the job was like, and it's like, the job is at Audio Always.
Da da da. And I'm here and I'm Tam. Alison, journey to NYC is always made better by having you three to listen to. Love the chat about the audition.
Love how casual she's dropped that in. My journey to New York. You know, that's sort of like my journey to Castleford's made so much better by listening to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you ever left the show, what would you want to still keep as a memory of your time in the couple?
That's good. What would I nick?
I would want something that I can have on display in the house. Would I want maybe a road sign? Or
I would steal the bistro and build it in my garden, and then I would open it as a bistro.
And the suit, and you'd still wear the
and
suit.
And I'd still be Nick. And then people would go, oh, I thought it was made up. And I go, no, I really am Nick.
I have asked Pat Henshaw if I could have the Prima Donna sign.
The neon sign.
Yeah, was to ever happen.
I'd probably try and nick the Coronation Street sign.
Yeah, try and get
it. I think I'd just have a Rover's Return.
Yeah, just go big.
The entire pub.
Just go big.
Cobble would be good, wouldn't it?
No.
But where would you put it?
Could be fucking anywhere.
Could be anything. Cobble.
A sign would be good.
So, yeah, take that. Take the door of number 8.
Yeah. Yeah, take the door of number 8.
Nick's car.
Nick's car shit now.
David's car's mint.
David's car's mint.
What's Nick's car's now?
It's like that old Rover.
Shit.
You all complained.
You used to have a fucking Aston Martin.
I had an Aston Martin and everyone in the show complained and went, there's no way he'd have that. And now I've got an old Rover. Dave's got a red. We were looking at it the other day. We did a scene. Convertible red Escort. Yeah,
but that lives at Corrie, that as well, doesn't it, David Platt's car?
It's mint. I'm always in it.
I love Coulson's innocence, Jack's sarcasm, and Ben's quick witty comments. Podcast gets better and better. Kiss, Alison. I like her. Jeff Hickmott. Hi, guys. Jeff Hickmott here, head of Tarmac.
Ah.
He's been in before, Jeff Hickmott. He writes in a lot.
But Jack gave him a bit of shit last time, yeah, saying it was. And do you know what?
He's done a bad job.
I think he's done all right.
I mean, he's come back and he's patched it all back up now. The frost is all right.
Yeah.
When we got the winter and I saw a few cracks in it.
The trouble is, when we get to the summer and it gets hot, it melts. Thanks for giving me a job and reading out my email a few months back. I was the guy trapped in a bathroom with my son at a wedding venue.
Did we read his email?
We must have. I'm writing to let you know.
Oh, you mean he's not his email address?
No. I'm writing to let you know how much I love the podcast. It's recently been the only podcast I listen to. Usually there are a handful of others, but no one makes me laugh or has learned as much as On the Sofa. Thank
Get
you.
In.
We like to think of that. We're comedy and educational.
And educational.
So because I came to the party quite late, I think the first episode I listened to was Heat.
Okay.
I've been spending my time wisely, and in between episodes, I've been going back and binging episodes from the beginning. Something I suggest all of the listeners do.
Yeah, they should.
Please. It's been fascinating to listen to the development of the show from what was essentially just a hobby to the big success it's become.
Yeah. It's too much success.
It is huge. Yeah.
It's now turned into the most listened to podcast
ever
in the world.
Ever.
Ever.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. You know those Chris and Josie Ramsey who are doing like the arena tours?
No.
Yeah. We're bigger than them, but we just don't want to do that.
We're doing a satellite tour.
Yeah.
Anyway, lads, keep up the good work. Cheers. Ben is brilliant. Jack makes me chuckle, and Coulson is well.
Coulson. He always gets that. Shit.
It's a shit one there. Oh, side note, remember our phone number for the WhatsApp.
Yeah, it's 07457 404612. If you're outside UK, then it's +44, drop an O. +44 7457 404612
Exclamation.
Brilliant.
Well, it wouldn't be the right way to start a new year unless we have a would you rather, and I think this is what everybody needs starting 2024 with a bang, really, isn't it? It's a foot in the right direction.
Oh, here we go. It's the would you rather. This, I'm starting 2024 off with one which I really think is shit.
Yeah.
So I thought, actually, I'm going to pick
one. Get the shit ones out of the way.
I think is shit, and let's see if we can make it good. Here we go.
Start low,
go high. Would you rather live in an escape room or live in a game of Cluedo? Would you rather...
I know you say it twice.
Yeah.
I'm letting you say it twice.
Would you rather live in an escape room or live in a game of Cluedo?
Just explain the rules of Cluedo to me, please.
It's Colonel Mustard.
Yeah.
In the library with a rope. There's been a murder.
Yeah.
And you have to, on the board game, find out where you think it is. The study, the library, what with lead pipe and who did it.
Dr. Black's dead, isn't he?
So Cluedo's normally, traditionally, in like a big fancy house.
Mansion. A big country house.
But someone's been murdered.
But you're always going to be around someone who's been murdered.
Who
could be
you. Go to? Who did you always want to be?
Miss Scarlet.
You wanted to be Miss Scarlet?
I loved it.
Professor Plum, me.
Yeah, I can see that. Colonel Mustard's a banger.
Banger
but
for
I was always... You're bang on for Mustard. I'd always go Miss Scarlet.
I'm going Cluedo.
Miss Scarlet.
Escape rooms are small.
Why? Because she's fittest?
No, because it just made me laugh to be Miss Scarlet. And no one would go for that first. Everyone go Mustard or
Miss
whatever.
Peacock. Who normally does the murder?
We don't know.
It's random
the game.
Every time.
If you knew all
so
the
you
time.
Get, you get told.
So what Reverend you do at the Green. Start, at the top, you get the cards, you put them in the middle, you pick three, the person, where, what with, then you put them in, then you've got to, by the power of deduction, you've got to work out who it is. You can have a guess.
Can the murderer know if it was
No.
Go! Why are we explaining this? We're playing a game. We're going into rooms. We're answering questions. Saying, well, the murder happened at 8 o'clock and we heard a loud thud or something, which means you can rule the gun out, right?
Yeah.
Because there's no gunshot.
The murderer isn't in you. There's been a murder.
Yeah, but it's one of us. We're either...
No, it's not one of us.
I think you'll find it is.
No. You take the cards.
Take the cards, but we're playing the
game.
You
take a person.
Yeah.
what they did it with, and a room, and you put those cards away. Yeah. So it can't be you. You say, I think it's Colonel Mustard in the library with a lead pipe.
Yeah, but I think one of us could be Colonel Mustard.
You could be, but you find out that it's the person who's not the person who it is.
But there's holes in your game.
Well, there isn't. It's Cluedo. It's gone for years.
What if it's always a character that's not playing?
Yeah, that can happen.
Yeah.
That can happen. Anyway, escape rooms we've all been in.
You don't want to be stuck in an escape room forever.
No, you don't, because the idea is get out.
Yeah, Cluedo.
I think Cluedo.
I think Cluedo's
a bit of a laugh.
Cluedo's
and also, you've got mates in there.
Yeah.
You've got other people.
Plum's a laugh. Plum's Green's a bit...
He's a bit off.
Yeah. He's a bit off.
And if it all goes wrong, you've always got the spanner.
Who throws a spanner in the works?
No one kills anyone with a spanner.
Yeah, there is a spanner.
Is there?
There's spanner, lead pipe.
Rope,
revolver, candlestick.
Ooh. Iron.
Is there iron? You're thinking Monopoly.
Shoe. Dog.
Dog.
Car.
Ship.
With the ship. Battleship. In the library. Professor Peacock.
At the gasworks.
Professor Peacock.
Right. That is all we've got time for on this week's episode of On the Sofa. Thank you very much for joining us on New Year's Day. And
French. No, I've said that.
From the three of us. We want to wish you all of the best for 2024.
Hairnet.
I can't remember what it is.
Any words of wisdom?
Knife. Isn't it just knife?
There's, dagger.
I've got it. There's candlestick, dagger, lead pipe, revolver, rope, and spanner.
And who are the characters spanner.
Did I say them all?
Yeah, you did. But who are the characters?
Characters, Miss Scarlet, Colonel Mustard, Mrs. White, slash Chef White, Reverend Green, Mrs. Peacock, Professor Plum.
And Dr. Black's been killed.
Yeah. Professor Plum. Have a great new year, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.